Tonight, we're going to talk about Christian fellowship.
Amen.
And what is Christian fellowship? But first, let us ask the Lord to bless this message. Heavenly Father, please be with all of us tonight. Help us to understand the message that we're going to give tonight, that I'm going to give tonight, words that were given to me by the Holy Spirit. The theme here was given to me by the Holy Spirit, and I thank you so much for everything that you do for me and everybody in this church building. Just like the song that they just sang says, we thank you. We can't thank you enough. Please be with all of us tonight. Bless this message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I think I saved a minute there. So anyhow, the question is, what does Christian fellowship mean? Fellowship refers to a relationship, shared life with Christians and experiencing God. We do that with each other, rooted in our shared faith in Jesus Christ. We all share the same faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's more than just getting together and socializing. It involves spiritual support and a sense of belonging with a community centered on God. We must always remember that the Holy Spirit is always a part of our fellowship. We fellowship with the Holy Spirit every day.
Amen.
We should. I'm sure we all do. So, you might even say that He is the orchestrator or the one that coordinates all of our fellowship.
Amen.
He's behind all of it. In Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, it says, beware, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. The word lest, L-E-S-T, that means it's a, let's prevent all this from happening. Not let us, but let us to help us to prevent all these things I just read talking about. This is saying that to prevent an evil heart of unbelief and from departing from the living God, we must encourage each other daily in fellowship. Because fellowship is where our Christian encouragement comes from. The love that we have for each other in that fellowship, that love comes from God. We are to lovingly call out the sin of other believers, call out other believers for their sin before any hearts may be hardened from that sin. That's what we're to do as fellow believers and brothers and sisters in Christ. If we see another brother or sister struggling with sin, we should, with love, try to encourage them and help them with that. Acts 2:42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. The fellowship here is not merely social, but spiritual. It's reflecting the unity in the body of Christ. When you share a meal that is centered around our shared faith in Jesus Christ, that is fellowship. Communion. We experienced that this morning. We partook of that this morning. That is fellowship. This shows our unity in Christ together and a remembrance of the sacrifice that He made for all of us. Fellowship is sharing in the life of Christ with one another. And how do we share a life of Christ with one another? By showing God's love to one another. That gives us a sense of unity and a shared purpose. We all share the same purpose. It involves sharing help, sharing resources, and even burdens with one another. When you have something on your mind, a burden, heavier light, first thing you're supposed to do is give it to the Lord. But then you should fellowship with other believers and talk to them, and they will encourage you and help you work through that. Fellowship is grounded in a relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everything we do for God has to go through Jesus Christ. It's about belonging to a spiritual family, a community that supports and encourages one another. Yes, we are a community among ourselves, all of us. Brothers and sisters in Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus are commonly or are a community together in unity. This is why unity is so important in the church. As we know from Scripture, united we all stand together for the same purpose. We know what happens to a house that is divided. I just happen to have Scripture to back that up, surprisingly, isn't it? Matthew 12:25. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided among itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand." So if we're not all united for the same purpose, that means we're divided. And then the church will fail. We don't have that problem here. Praise God. That's right. So in this verse that I just read, are the words came from Jesus himself. Red letters. A church without fellowship amongst each other has a greater risk of division. In other words, you just come to church Sunday night, maybe one more night, and that's it. That's all the fellowship you have. That's not really enough. It's really not enough. And I'm speaking from experience. So division is the downfall of the church. I will say that our church does not have this problem with fellowship. And how do I know that? Because of the unity in this church. Because of the unity in this church. The power of the Holy Spirit that is here with us. And we are all filled, saved, and sealed with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit fills this church building. I mean, because the Holy Spirit's in every one of you. So we've got a good bunch of Holy Spirit in here, don't we? One way, maybe that's not the right way to say it, but it got the point out. Let's see. So fellowship involves encouraging one another in faith and good works in the name of Jesus. Building each other up in love. We all need encouragement, most of all spiritually and physically. We need encouragement in our everyday lives. This includes our married lives as well. Even though there's never hardships in marriage. I knew Vern would be the one to laugh. So let me rephrase that. Okay, I will rephrase that just for you. It says, even though there will, in capital letters, be hardships in marriage. What are you laughing at, Debbie? Okay. In marriage, fellowshipping with other Christian couples encourages both couples. Both couples to always take it to the Lord. Unfortunately, most marriages in this world do not start with God. And they struggle. A lot of burdens. You know what the number one reason for divorce is, don't you? No. Marriage. So, anyway, you got great chances, though, if your marriage is a trinity with God on the top. That's the best way to start that. So another way to fellowship is through various activities like worship, Bible study, prayer, and services to others. So I made a little list here. We have 4 Bible studies, 2 church services, Sisters in Christ, men's breakfast, Windsor Woods, yard sale and farmer's market, game night and movie night. That is 12 different functions that we fellowship in. And I know I've missed one for sure, Susie's, yes. And there are probably more. But when you sit back and think about it and you start counting, 12, 13, counting Susie's. That's a lot of chances, a lot of chances, a lot of times you can get together and fellowship with other people. And the nice thing about the farmer's market and Susie's is we fellowship there and we talk about Jesus in front of other people where they can hear us. And that's the plan, is so that they can hear us. So we're planting a seed without them knowing we're planting a seed. So after listing these, I was, like I said earlier, kind of in shock that there are so many things and events that goes on here. We're not at a lack for fellowship. In essence, Christian fellowship is about living out the Christian faith together. Capital letters, together. Supporting one another, encouraging one another, and experiencing the love of God as a community. That one sentence I just read kind of sums up everything else I said before that. So I probably could have shortened this message quite a bit. We talked about what is fellowship. Now, I'm going to talk about why do we need fellowship. We talked about some of that already too. But number one, learning and discipleship. Fellowship provides opportunities to learn from others' experiences, from others' insights, and the understanding of the Bible and how to share that Bible. By fellowshipping together, Bible studies, even tonight, we learn how to understand what the Word is telling us. And when we understand it, we can now go out and share it. Number two, mutual encouragement. We share struggles and triumphs with fellow believers. That can provide encouragement and support during challenging times. Always stay in contact with other fellow believers. And if you have any struggles or triumphs or burdens, don't hesitate to talk about them. If you don't want to talk to any one individual, you can always take it to Dan. He's always glad to listen. We all are glad to listen. Accountability. Fellowship can encourage or promote the development of accountability. So, in other words, we're helping individuals stay on the path of faith and grow in their walk with God. When you have fellow believers like we have here, this group here, if one is walking a little off the path, we're going to talk to them. Someone will have the love in them to approach them and explain to them, I think you're a little off a little bit. Sit down, let's talk. That's accountability. You bring them to accountability. Number four is building relationships. Fellowship strengthens bonds, our bond between believers. Everything we do here. We do that to encourage or promote the development of a sense of belonging and unity in the church. That's building relationships. We all have relationships with people in here. I mean, some it might just be a couple. Some it might be 28 people. Was I right, Lou?
32.
All right, so I left 4 years out. Sorry. I'll make it up to you. So practice. Okay, number five, practicing love and service. Fellowship provides a space to practice. I got that in capital letters. Practice loving one another, serving one another, and reflecting God's love within the community. Outside these doors, within the community, the yard sale, farmer's market, everything we do outside, we should be reflecting God's love. If we do not know how to love one another in the church, we surely don't know how to share God's love outside the church. So that's another reason fellowship is so important. And number six, experiencing God's grace. Through fellowship, believers can both receive God's grace and mercy and extend God's grace and mercy to one another, experiencing the fullness of His love according to desiring God, seeking God, and trusting God.
Amen.
So, in closing tonight's nugget, let me get ready, I might have to run here in a minute. No. So, in closing tonight's nugget, I want to say that I love all of you.
We love you back.
And love the fellowship that we all have together. Right here tonight, we can have a good time. We can even joke around. Tonight is a great example of fellowship. And it's not over yet. We will share a meal together in Jesus' name, a meal that will have Christ's blessing, because I'm going to ask Him to bless it. That is Christian fellowship. And then the women, let me grab my stuff, can all fellowship in the kitchen after the meal. All right, let us pray. Let's stop. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for the fellowship we have here, the fun that we can have, the fun we can have in Your Word and learning Your Word. We thank You so much for everybody here, for all of our love, the love that You have given to us that we can share with each other and other people. Lord, please bless the food that we're fixing to go over and partake in. Help us to all fellowship together in Your name. Help that food to nourish our bodies, give us strength. And please bless the hands that prepared it, as well as the hands that will be in the kitchen afterwards. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.